The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. On this 13th
yes.
Day. It's Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm, yes.
Friday the 13th, right. Friday the 13th, and Seth is our producer. I don't know. Is there anything about that?
Nothing could go wrong.
Okay, very good.
Right.
All right. And then we have, you heard the cackle. We have the cackling rose. Lisa, little Lisa in the studio.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. And we have Pastor Richard Lewis with me.
Welcome, everyone. Good to be here.
And way out there in Texas tonight, we have the one and only Big John McTurnan.
Pastor Ernie, God bless you and all our listeners.
Wait, what we got to do tonight, John, is we have prayer requests here. We've got Jim and Judy Nelson that need prayer, very serious prayer. Jim has sepsis, okay.
Sepsis, yeah.
Right, okay. And now, Pastor Paul Rowe, Richard, if you would pray for Paul. Paul just had surgery, and it was successful. And if you would pray for his recuperating. And John, if you would pray for Pastor Dave Latow. Dave was operated on this morning, and it looked like everything went okay, but he's still on a respirator. And so, if you would pray for him.
Is that Pastor Dave?
Dave Latow. Dave Latow.
Okay.
Okay. And so, I'll start off and pray for Judy and Jim. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I haven't seen those folks in a long, long time. And Lord, but I know that they both of them need a healing. Both of them could use a healing right now. So, Lord, they both love you, and they've both been, as long as I've known them, good, strong Christian people. And so, Father God, we want to hold them up to you right now, Lord, and just ask for both of them, Lord, that you might touch them both, that they might receive a complete healing. And, Lord, that they would turn their desires towards you more and more every day in every way. And, Lord, that they would have a clear mind and a pain-free body. And, Lord, that you would use them to the utmost to place up crowns in heaven until they find their new home there with you. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead, Richard.
I want to pray for Paul Rowe, just finished surgery and his recovery. Lord, we just pray for his comfort and for his healing. The surgery is done, but the body needs to recuperate from that and get strength again. So we just would pray that you would strengthen his body and allow him to recover properly. And we just would ask for you to touch his family, his loved ones that were by his side, and just pray, Heavenly Father, that you'd comfort them and let them know that recovery will be some time. But we just thank you, Lord, and we know your hand is on that. And we just pray all of those blessings in Jesus Christ's name.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, Lord, we pray for Pastor Dave Latteau, who was operated on today, and apparently it was successful. However, he's still on a respirator. So we're asking for the power of the Holy Spirit to re-strengthen him, Lord, to give him the power. The operations can take a tremendous amount of strength out of us. So we're asking for his full recovery. And we're asking for a move of the Holy Spirit to strengthen him physically. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
All right. Thanks, John. Our scripture tonight is in Psalm chapter 9. Psalm chapter 9. And Richard's going to read a verse at a time, and then John, you and I will comment on it, okay? And so we start out in Psalm chapter 9. Now, this is a psalm of praise for victory over our enemies. And Muthlabin, is a psalm of David, and that simply means the death of a son, the death of a son. So go ahead, Richard.
I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will shew forth all thy marvelous works.
Okay. Here. Isn't that the way David always did anything? That's why David was a man after God's own heart, huh?
Yes.
Whenever he did, whether it was right or wrong, he did it with all his might, didn't he?
Yes.
And so he said, I will show forth thy marvelous works. In other words, when he says show forth, that means he's going to tell the people.
Reveal it in his words, yes.
Do you want to comment on that, John?
Yeah, it's giving God the glory.
Absolutely.
Show forth all of thy marvelous works. So, As God has blessed David, as God has done miracles for David, and he was a man of war, as he had great victories, he's giving God the glory.
All right, very good. Read verse 2 there.
I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high.
Okay, sing praises. Amen. You know, sometimes it's pretty hard to get some people to sing. Now, I notice sometimes during the church service, some people just won't sing. I mean, they'll just move their lips. Sometimes I kid around, and I said, I joke with my son, why aren't you singing? Are you afraid you sound like a frog or what? You know. But anyhow, let me see. Some very, very powerful beings, the Bible tells us, sang songs. Richard, would you know who some of those would be?
Well, absolutely. The entire Godhead is revealed in the scriptures singing. We have the Holy Spirit singing. We have God Almighty singing, the Father. And we have the Son singing. So over and over again, God's people are singing people, and you'll read many of the songs, Moses singing and all the Israelites when they were coming out of Egypt. So singing is something that we're commanded to do, and lifting up our voices, even though our voices may not be as wonderful to some people's ears as others, they're wonderful to God's ears.
Well, did God say make a really good sound, or did he say make a joyful sound?
Yes.
Joyful noise.
Yeah,
that's right.
Joyful
make
noise.
A joyful noise.
Now,
yeah.
Now, you know I sing. In fact, there's a fellow that's with us here tonight that comments on my singing it from time to time. But
Ernie, I want to add to verse 2, others singing in heaven.
Yeah. We know a bunch of those people, huh?
Yeah, Revelation 5:9. They sung a new song, and then they also sung to Jesus Christ, and they sang the song of Moses in heaven.
Oh yeah, and that song you find there, I believe in Exodus 3:15 or 3, chapter 3. Yeah. Go ahead, Richard.
When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence.
That's in a precatory prayer, isn't it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in thine throne, judging right.
So here now, when he says my right, he's referring to righteousness, hasn't he?
Yes.
He's might maintain my righteousness. And when he says thou sattest in the throne, means you sat in the throne of righteousness. Go ahead.
Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever.
All right, here, blotted out their name forever and ever. Is he talking about what was happening currently in his day, or is he making a futuristic prophecy here?
He's doing both.
Yeah, all right, you're right. Our enemy destructions are come to perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. That means perished with them. In Psalm 34:16, it says finished forever. It's finished forever. Mm-hmm. Here, again, who was David's enemies?
The Philistines, the Holyites, the Amorites, and
then
internal. Then he had the civil war.
So in a nutshell, though, God's enemies were David's enemies. Is that the way it should be with us? It's supposed to be with us?
Absolutely.
Okay. So.
Pastor Ernie, in that verse, it says their memorial is perished. I don't understand memorial there.
Let me see. And there is what is known of them, their memories, referring
their memories.
To their memories, has perished. People no longer remember them, okay?
Oh, okay.
A memorial would be put up for remembrance.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But now, yeah. Paul, if you read Acts 17:31, I believe it is, here, Paul is referring to this here. When he says, and he shall... Oh, I skipped a verse. Let's go down.
What, seven?
Yeah,
but
ahead.
The Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment.
And he shall judge the world. Yeah.
Go ahead. And he shall judge the world in righteousness, and he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness.
So the Apostle Paul repeated this over in Acts verse 17, verse 31. He goes on to say, the Lord also will be a refuge from the oppressed, a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And so, who's he a refuge for? It's his people,
for
huh?
Us. Mm-hmm. For us. Yeah, for us, yeah.
And they that know thy name, will put their trust in thee. For the Lord hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Psalm 91, when he refers to that psalm, was about Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what happened in 1991 with Saddam Hussein when he attacked Israel? If you read that psalm describes perfectly the attack on Israel.
Wow.
And so... He goes, and the Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Oh, I already read that. Here we go back to verse 11. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings.
Again, we have singing. Sing praises unto the Lord.
Yeah, I've heard you sing, Richard, and you've heard me sing.
Yes.
But I've never heard McTernan sing. Although I know that when you were preaching in the church out there with us, several times you preached in our church, you must have sang.
Yes.
I don't know what is it then about your singing that I have no memory of.
Well, I have memories of your singing, Beth.
I know you make commentary on that. Okay. All righty. Let's see. Where are we? Have mercy upon me, Lord.
When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble.
Okay. Well, again, that word inquisition there is inquiry. He's talking about inquiry when he makes inquiry when he about then. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer to them that hate me, that thou liftest me up from the gates of death. And, of course, this is, again, a precatory prayer. That I may show forth all thy praises in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in salvation. The daughter of Zion is referred to as Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. It's referred to as Jerusalem, yeah. And so...
And he says, I will rejoice in thy salvation. So that's the salvation from the Lord.
Yep, absolutely. The Democrats are sucked. Oh no, the heathen! The heathen are sucked down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid in their own foot taken. Now, when it says foot taken, it means their foot is caught. It's caught in that.
Right.
And so, who would that apply to today? Think about this. I mean, just really think about this. What that verse just said. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. Who did the heathen make pit? Would you say that this lawfare, they made a pit for President Trump?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, the trap, the snare. They were setting up like a snare to trap him.
Did you think that debate Wednesday night was a trap? It was an ambush?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was the worst... The other debates that were more subtle, if they were, you know, against Trump. I mean, this was open. It was ridiculous, Pastor Ernie.
So, did they get their foot caught in that? Were they caught up? I mean, did this come back to really bite them hard?
Oh, boy.
Pastor Ernie, I don't know what to make of this. As I watched the pundits there, I was going to the news and... Even Democrats, this is what I don't quite get. Even Democrats were criticizing ABC and what they had done, and Harris. That's like the first time I've ever seen that. Usually they cover for each other.
I know that. This is exactly what we were talking about. Why would bad people do good things? Okay. So what is happening here where you're actually right? They're coming out, and here... I can't believe it. They fact-checked Harris and Trump, and they came out and they said Trump was right on all points, and Harris was not. I can't believe it. Tell me why, John. Why would they do something good?
I don't know, Pastor Ernie. I don't know. And I also heard them say, and I can't tell you who it was. I just, there were so many I heard today. They were also saying that about her not doing conferences, you know, like news conferences.
Yeah,
they were mad at her. They were saying she's got to do these conferences with us. So I've never seen that before. They cover for each other no matter what.
That's that guy that pundit. He was a spokesman for Hillary Clinton. His name is Ed something, and I can't remember his last name. But he's often been on Fox News as a contributor. For them from the left, but also that Jack Trapper from CNN, Jack Trapper. I couldn't believe this, that he actually come out and said that was an ambush, and he actually said that, I think you got the article there.
Yeah, let me. The article here, it says CNN... Jack Trapper blasts Kamala Harris for dodging multiple debate questions on Tuesday night. It was 3-1 on Tuesday night during the presidential debate. The debate moderators fact-checked President Trump and allowed Kamala Harris to lie. Jack Trapper played several clips from Tuesday night's debate showing Kamala Harris punting and dodging debate questions. Vice President Harris began the debate by punting the first question on the economy.
Yeah, she never answered it. She told us when they were asked about the economy, she just danced all around and never answered.
Yeah.
And she said something about Pastor Ernie, that she was from the middle class and her mother worked so hard and they saved money and they bought a house. I mean, then when they asked about the economy, that's how she answered.
Yeah, he even says there, Harris dodged the question and laughably claimed she was raised as a middle-class kid.
Well, when I was watching her, the smirk on her face, I looked at that, and right away, I thought of Proverbs 6, verse 17. Now listen to this. Here's what God hates, these six things God hates, right? There's seven are an abomination to him. One, a proud look. Boy, did she have that proud look on her, the smirk.
Yeah, arrogant. Arrogant.
Now listen to this. The next, a lying tongue. She never told.
Two out of the seven.
Now listen to this one. And has that shed innocent blood.
Oh, yeah, with the babies.
What is her number one topic? What did she talk about?
Abortion,
killing. Yeah. And that. So for now, every time I think of her, She's Proverbs 6:17.
Yeah.
That's Kamala. Uh-huh. Kamala Harris, yeah. Going back to where we were at here.
16.
Yeah. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands.
Yes.
Okay. Hygion means meditation.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, listen to this next one.
The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forgot God.
The wicked shall be turned into hell. See, hell is not a physical place. Hell is a literal state of torment. Hell is a literal state of torment, okay? The lake of fire is a physical place. It's got, you know, sulfur and burning. And hell, that state of torment, and those that are dead will be cast into the lake of fire in the white throne judgment here. But here now, he's talking about all nations that forget their God. Boy, I'm going to tell you, do you think America has forgotten her God?
Yes.
Oh, a huge part of America, Pastor Ernie, and they've become the exact opposite, the hater. Whatever stands for righteousness, they hate and trying to destroy it, Pastor Ernie.
And yet, there you have Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed. They're destroyed. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge, okay? And boy, I'm going to tell you, is there a lack of knowledge of God in this world? I mean,
it's shocking how many people, they don't even know what the Bible says or what it is. And there's a lot of these so-called churchgoers that don't read the Bible or know what it even says. They're going to have somebody else tell them what it means. They don't want to read it.
Well, I've got some news for them. Right now, they are standing in the shadow, this country, and we've been trying to warn people of a righteous and a holy God. And when it comes to sin, God, a righteous and a holy God, must punish sin. And right now, we could be on the verge of World War III. We're going to play a little clip here, and then we come back and we'll comment on that. So go ahead there.
Of 2022, President Joe Biden threatened the Nord Stream pipeline.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer on Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How would you do that? Exactly. Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
I promise you we'll be able to do it.
1 month later, he was a harbinger for World War III.
We're showing the strength and we'll never falter. But look, the idea that we're going to send in offensive equipment and have planes and tanks and trains going in with American pilots and American crews, just understand, and don't kid yourself, no matter what you all say, that's called World War III. Okay? Let's get it straight here, guys.
6 months later, the Nord Stream pipeline was destroyed by NATO forces. NATO forces who overthrew the Ukraine government 10 years ago. NATO forces who have been building bioweapons labs and missile systems along the Russian border for decades. And now, NATO forces are discussing plans to deploy advanced long-range weapons to target deep into Russia, which would most definitely trigger a full-scale war with Russia. Vladimir Putin responded yesterday to this major escalation. He said that this is an attempt at manipulation because it is not about allowing or forbidding the Kiev regime from striking inside Russia. They're already doing that with drones, flying devices, and other means. But when it comes to using AI precision weapons, long-range Western-made ones, that's a completely different story. The point is, and I've already mentioned this, any experts could confirm this, both ours and Western ones, that the Ukrainian army is not capable of launching strikes with modern, high-precision, long-range Western-made systems. This is only possible with the use of a proprietary system, which Ukraine does not have. This information comes only from the European Union or the United States satellites, essentially NATO satellites. That is the first thing. And very importantly, maybe the key thing, is that flight missions on these rocket systems can basically only be programmed by military personnel from NATO countries. Ukrainian servicemen are not able to do this. That's why it's not about allowing the Ukrainian regime to strike Russia with these weapons or not allowing it. It's about deciding whether NATO countries directly participate in military conflict or not. If this decision is made, it will mean nothing less than the direct involvement of NATO countries, the United States, and European countries in the war in Ukraine. This is their direct involvement, and it significantly changes the nature of the conflict. It would mean that NATO countries, the USA, and European countries are at war with Russia. And if so, given the change in the nature of the conflict, we will make the corresponding decisions based on the threats posed to us. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg.
All righty, we're back. I'm going to have to make an announcement now. And that I don't really want to make, but I have to. We have, I get letters from people, very good people. God bless them. I mean, you know, and one thing about being on the radio all of these years, it meant such good, strong, godly people, especially the ladies, because, you know, being in the pro-life movement over the years, John, you know this, and I know that. Out there preaching in front of those abortion mills, we run into a lot of women that can't be called ladies.
And, oh, yeah.
And here, you know, over these years, I get calls and letters, I mean, from real ladies, and I mean, just godly women, chaste women. But here, and so many letters I get saying, Please don't get off the air. I'm giving all that I can. I'd like to be able to give you more to stay on the air. And I don't want to feel like that I'm the guy that's making them sacrifice or do without something because to keep me on the air. And it wouldn't have to be that way if everyone was to carry their own load and do their share. There's a lot of people. Every now and then I'll get a letter from someone that'll say, I've been listening to you for 20 years, and I've never given before. And now, it's just not fair to those folks that actually give so much and sacrifice. A lot of people get our newsletter, but they don't support us. Now, I got to tell you this. I don't like to have to do this, but I have to. I don't have a choice. It's not up to me. We have three stations that are in real danger of I have to drop because they're up to this point. They've been carried by other stations. Other stations have been carrying them. And the one station that carries the most is right here in Cleveland. Cleveland carries the most. But these three stations that are in real danger right now of having I have to drop would be San Diego. We're talking about K-Praise out there in San Diego. We're looking at 10.7 in Dallas, 10.7 in Dallas. And also, we're looking at the Chicago station. And I'm trying to remember, I think it's in Chicago, I think it's 1210 or whatever. I just wanted to say, I know Chicago is 1160 a.m. out there in Chicago. And, boy, I get some good letters from people out there in Chicago. We have some people there that are living in real communist country. I mean, where they're afraid to go out in the streets at night there. But then I'm talking about strong Christian people that wish they could move out of the city. But anyhow, I wanted to just do this. I wanted to let you know we're going to do everything we can. We have been doing everything we can. We really have been, fighting with everything we have to to keep these stations on the air. I will continue to do that. But right now, I need your help out there to do this, folks. We're coming to a time, and we're going to be talking about that right now, when you got to know this, that there's not a whole lot of sources out there that are non-compromised. We, in 50 years of radio, have never backed down, never compromised, never stood down. We've always stood our ground, and we've been attacked by it. And in so many different ways have the communists, the bloody Antichrist communists, have worked hard to get us off the air. But we've never compromised, not once, and we will not. But we'll need your help. Next week is Pledge Week. And next week is Pledge Week. So you folks in San Diego, Chicago, and Dallas, we really need your help to keep us on the air there where you live. And I just needed to say that. Now, John, you just heard the clip that we just played about World War III. What is taking place right now in the North China Sea?
Pastor Ernie, it is a convergence of really dangerous situations. And the one we heard the clip on, and that's where we're giving Ukraine long-range missiles that are extremely accurate. And the Ukrainian army has moved into Russia, and they can move these missiles into Russia, and they're within Moscow, is like within striking distance. That's what Putin was talking about. And Pastor Ernie, the Russian army is not doing well against the Ukrainians. It's been mauled. They've lost huge numbers of tanks, planes shot down. They've lost ships, have been sunk. And I don't think they can take on a NATO army. In fact, I'm not a military expert, but watching this, they can't. And if NATO gets involved with it, I think the only thing that the Russians can rely on is nuclear weapons.
Well, that's not the only thing, John. They have an alliance. They have a treaty with China, North Korea.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's the second thing. Right now, one of the largest military operations is taking place with Russia, China, Korea, and Iran. And there's 400 ships, hundreds of planes, and almost 100,000 soldiers involved. And it's very, very, at the timing of this and the way it's being done, it looks like we could be facing World War III at any time, Pastor Ernie.
Richard, does this kind of remind you of back in 1963? Was it 62 or 63 with the Cuban crisis?
Oh, yeah.
When Kennedy and Khrushchev faced off. And
absolutely, yep.
And Khrushchev blinked. But we had those Russian ships with nuclear missiles there, and there was a blockade put across Cuba. And, you know, there was a... I remember when that happened, we had, I was just a teenager at that time, back in those days, and I remember there was a group of us sitting, we actually had stopped at this little country store, a bunch of us guys, and we were drinking some pops and eating some of those little pies, and when one of the fellow, a guy named Dwayne, all of a sudden, he just burst out. He just lost it. He had a nervous breakdown because he had been listening to the radio and what was taking place. And he just started shouting, "Don't you understand? We're going to get blown up. We're going to get nuked." You know, and he just fell all apart. So, John, have you seen a time where we're closer to war any time in our history since then?
I'm thinking hard, Pastor Ernie. Of course, we had the Cold War, but that never reached this level. I don't think so. I think that this is the real deal. This is because Russia is having a hard time in Ukraine, and Ukraine has invaded Russia. They can't drive them out. And now with NATO missiles and potential war with NATO, they are limited, for the most part, as I said, nuclear weapons. But they've got China as an ally, North Korea as an ally, and, of course, Iran as an ally. So we could have war in the Middle East with Iran and Hezbollah and Syria and all that. And then the Ukraine using nuclear weapons, and then China joining up with Russia.
And if all this is going to happen, who do you want in the White House calling the shots? That's what we have to think about.
Well, the question is, you know, we know who. We certainly don't want Harris in there. But here's the thing. Pastor Ernie, I want to bounce this off you. All this is coming together right now. Biden said by the end of the weekend, he's going to give Zelensky the permission to use our missiles. And you heard what Putin said. What do you think of them pulling this off just prior to the election?
Well, yeah. None of these things happen by accident, do they?
Okay. Exactly. Exactly. I think that they made these people, Pastor Ernie, I call them murdering psychopaths. That's exactly what they are. They are psychopaths in positions of power. And I would not, look what they did with the COVID-19 shots, Pastor Ernie. Today, I found out a man, a good friend of mine's son, has liver cancer. And his mother-in-law has liver cancer. I don't know if it's liver. And her brother has cancer. And he was forced to get the shot because of his job. He's forced, or he's going to lose his job. So he got the shot. His mother-in-law and then her brother all got it at the same time. And they all came down with cancer at the same time.
Well, you know, we know that what's happening, literally more people have died from the shots and have been sick from the shots than have died from the COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yet, of course,
Ernie,
yeah.
COVID, for the most part,
it's the flu.
It was a pandemic with the elderly. It didn't, if you didn't, very few people died younger with COVID unless they had something else, like diabetes and things like that. But with the death shot, I mean, it's never ending now. All these, they found out there's a direct connection, people getting cancer with this, people getting diabetes and all sorts of things, blood problems, all from the shot.
Well, we had the fellow, remember we played him on the air here, the one that invented that, who had the patent. He said it was not a vaccine. He came right out and said he created it for the military. It's a biological weapon, okay? And so we said that over. Remember, John, remember 2 weeks before the first person took the first shot, we said right here on this radio program, this is not a vaccine, folks. This is a weapon. Every one of the test animals have died. Every one of them. Do not take this thing, okay? And even to this day, after all these people have died, they're still pushing this in places and to kill more people.
And there's still people taking it.
They say they want children under the age of 9 months to get a shot. One of the COVID shots.
This is all a part of the depopulation program. Right now, they've targeted especially white people to eliminate. And so, again, this is a part of the depopulation program that we've been warning people about for years. This is this is what Bill Gates has been up to.
Yeah, and Pastor Ernie, they. This is what they want. They want to keep us quiet because they're saying that this is different disinformation, and they're desperate. They're desperate to shut like this show down for getting the truth out. They are absolutely desperate.
Well, here's the thing: when you go back, let's look at Russia. They have opened this country. The United States has opened in Ukraine 25 biological warfare utilities, and most of them, many of them, right on the Russian border, okay, where you can actually take a certain ethnic group of people and you can arrange a particular virus to kill those people. And that's what they're doing. And so, and that's why the Russians are, you remember when Russia was the evil empire? Well, guess what? Now it's America that's the evil empire. And so, well, anyhow, people need to realize this, that what did we just read? All nations that forget their God will be done. Well, what will happen to them? They'll be turned into hell. Turned into hell. So, folks out there, you really, you know, we're seeing some of that in parts of Ohio here. Ohio under siege. Christian visa applicants get shafted while voodoo-practicing Haitians are allowed to stay. Haitian immigrants have made headlines lately over a spate of incidents that focused on spotlight in Ohio after it's been inundated by aliens. Tim Boggs, a business owner and resident of Columbus, told Reuters Daily that there are so many immigrants moving into the area, he is unable to hire people who can only speak English. I'm running a business managing cell phone stores in some of my stores. I can't hire English-only speakers because they wouldn't be able to service our customers. At one popular store of mine, I have to have a Creole Haitian working at all times because it goes on. Oh, I have to turn the page on the article. There you go. Because of all the Haitians that we have that shop here. At others, I can only say Spanish speakers working, because if the customers come in and see native white people working, they'll turn around and leave before attempting to buy anything, Boggs said. Boggs indicated he is currently trying to help Cuban Christians who are being persecuted by the Cuban regime migrate in the U.S. illegally. He includes filing of the necessary paperwork through the proper federal channels and then paying thousands of dollars in fees. Now, one of the things that President Trump has said was there in Springfield, Ohio, that they had been eating some of the pets. And, of course, you saw that on the ABC, how they denied that during that debate. Then they made it, they laughed about that, like that was, and, you know, Kamala had her little, her prideful smirk. But that's been all over the local news here in Ohio for, and, you know, you've had people, police chiefs and that on the media, I can't believe. And now here, this is even worse. They're talking about spending millions of dollars having our state highway patrol teach these Haitians how to drive because these Haitians are running over people here in Ohio. In fact, they ran over a couple firemen.
Yeah, that article right here about that. The fireman?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it says Kamala Harris is American. An illegal alien was arrested this week for drunk driving and running over two Indianapolis firefighters. Christina Alva, an illegal alien, was drunk and speeding on 165 southbound when he ran over two firefighters, sending one airborne. He's 30 years old. He plowed into the firefighters responding to a crash on the side of the highway over the weekend.
All right, so I don't know. There you go, John. So,
I want to add to this. The same thing's happening in Pennsylvania. I've never heard of this town, and I don't know how to pronounce it. Charleroi, Charleroi, Pennsylvania.
I don't know. I haven't heard of that town either.
Yeah, it's a very small town. The 2,000% increase of the town's population with the Haitian immigrants, exactly what's happening in Springfield is happening in this town in Pennsylvania. Same thing. Now, Pastor Ernie, think of this. How could, 15 or 20,000 Haitians in Springfield, Ohio?
Yeah, right? I think they said there were 16,000 of them.
Okay, all right, 16,000. How did they all congregate there if they're coming in as illegal aliens? How did it's Haitians, it's not this big mix of people. How did another thousands and thousands end up in this town of Pennsylvania?
They were flown in by Obama Biden.
Exactly right. It's the federal government who's doing it, Pastor Ernie. It's Kamala Harris and Biden and his administration under him. This is planned and organized.
Of course it is. It's planned and organized. And what happens
we
is...
can see it. I mean, I want the people to see it. 15,000 just, randomly coming together in Ohio? No. And in Pennsylvania? No. This is planned and organized.
Yeah, I know that. Now, what they do, John, is they'll bring in some of these little towns. You may only have, in some of these very small towns, 2,000 people, in the entire, and some of them in less than that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they bring in is they come in and they triple the population, or sometimes all they need to do is have a little more than half, and all of a sudden they have an election, they elect themselves, and they make a little Haiti. Now, a lot of these people are involved in voodoo and things like this that, they're very well known for that. And we know that they do sacrifice. In fact, in New York, there's some things that have taken place where there. Do you have that article there, Richard, about the sacrifices taking place?
No, I don't have that one.
Animal sacrifices. That's increasing all across the country where you're having animal sacrifices and a huge, now this is Biden, Kamala Harris, these are the ones that have brought these people in to our country. They're bringing them in, and you're having a huge rise in child sex trafficking, a huge rise, and they're behind it. The wicked, wicked woman. Now, John, Richard, tell me what you think, because all the chatter is saying that they're not going to wait to November 5th for the election. They're going to retire old Joe. They're going to put him out to pasture and insert Kamalik, because Kamalik never got one vote. She was never able, when she was running for president back during the primaries, she could not get one delegate, not one, okay? She's there without ever being having, she's running for president without having one vote. She never got a vote. And so, and they're going to, I think they're going to just try to insert her. That's what the word is that's coming out of there. So, yeah.
More or less they have.
Fine, because she is falling apart. I mean, even when the Democrats turn on her, and as a result of that debate, she didn't do well, and she's just failing. I don't know if it would be good for them to have her replace Biden for the Democrats themselves.
Well, she's a loose cannon, and we know that Obama was the puppet master. He was pulling the strings, working the strings. But with Kamalik, she's a loose cannon, okay? They don't really know what she's liable to do. And that scares them. That scares them.
Yeah. Yeah, rightly so.
And so,
Pastor Ernie, in all my years of following politics, and I'm not saying this because of her policies and what I think of her, but I think she's the dumbest politician I've ever seen. She's not bright. There's something lacking in her mind.
Well, I got a call from a woman that said that she's been studying this stuff for a long time, and that basically with the witchcraft, that she's involved in witchcraft. But we're up against the break. We'll be back right after this. Then we'll talk about that more. So we'll be right back after this.